10:06. Earl, we're not taking any more calls on the NFL topic, but I want to just say a couple of things here about a caller right before the news directed me to Alan Dershowitz's column on this, and I read it. You need to understand something. I actually agree with Dershowitz, because here's what Dershowitz is talking about. The ACLU has said it's ready to defend the First Amendment rights of players and to challenge the president's unconstitutional efforts to bully the NFL into complying with his view of what is politically correct. But are President Trump's efforts unconstitutional, or are they constitutionally protected expression? At this moment, they are the latter and not the former. They are constitutionally protected expression. Dershowitz was talking about legal efforts to keep the president from saying what he was saying. I certainly disagree with that. I agree with Dershowitz on that, and I disagree with those efforts. He is right about that. However, criticizing the president's comments is also free speech. And the point that Dershowitz makes is the president can't really do anything to force the NFL. You could make the argument that his continued coercion helps erode their product. And that is probably the case that would be made in court. I still don't think it would fly, but at this point, the president has said how he feels. All Americans know how they feel. I do not see any need for government to be involved anymore. That said, President Trump has the absolute constitutional right to blather about this on Twitter, or if you can really blather in 140 characters, I'm not sure that you can. Speak on this on Twitter, speak live. He has every right to do that. And I agree with Dershowitz that it would be dangerous for anyone to try to take that right from him. On the other hand, if it ever becomes a legitimate threat to the NFL, that's different. And he did raise some of the perks, if you will, that the NFL gets. Well, I was just, you know, that was just me being me, throwing that stuff on Twitter. I didn't mean anything by it. What Dershowitz is talking about is the same argument the heckler's veto. When does the heckler's veto become not protected free speech? When it keeps the speaker from speaking. This is a good email. NFL players should stand up and go out and make a difference. Bart Starr started the Rawhide Boys Ranch and is still making a difference. Why can't the players of today take the examples of the past to make a difference instead of teaching hate and dividing everyone? Their efforts are completely misdirected. Completely. You want to change hearts and minds on this? Go meet with the hearts and minds. Brad, thanks for the email. I appreciate the email, I do. I'll just leave it at that. So, the subject line was keep up the good conversation. Thanks, Brad. I appreciate you saying that. All right, on to other things. This isn't a free speech issue. It's interesting. I'm going to just ask this, Earl. I'm going to ask this, and I don't know if you've heard about this story. Just answer yes or no. This is like word association. Tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. Yes or no? And I want a quick answer. Yes or no? Is an Anne Frank Halloween costume offensive? Oh, I did not give you a depends option. I said yes. Well, okay, fine. What does it depend on? What does it depend on? What sort of depiction? It is a perfect depiction. Reminiscent of the kind of clothing young girls are likely to have worn in the 1930s and 1940s, said a product description below the image of a model, a brown-haired girl with a smile on her face and her hand on her waist. For $25 plus shipping, your child can play the role of a World War II hero on Halloween. So it is to portray Anne Frank as a hero. I think that's a fair question. Rule says, is anybody going to know it's Anne Frank? Okay, that's actually a good question. Anne Frank Halloween costume triggers outrage. I guess I shouldn't presume that everybody listening knows who Anne Frank is. She's a Jewish teenager whose diary chronicled the horrors of the Nazi regime. They hid behind some piece of furniture. It was a book. She and her family hid for 2 years. And she and her family were, she died of typhus in 1945 at age 15 at a concentration camp in Germany. She and her family were captured the year before when Nazi investigators discovered them hiding behind a movable bookcase. They had spent more than 2 years hiding in a secret annex at the back of her father's store in Amsterdam. Before World War II was over, 7 of the 8 hiders were dead, including Anne Frank. Her father, Otto, survived, and spent the rest of his life trying to figure out who tipped off the Nazis about their hiding place. Otto Frank also published his daughter's diary, which chronicled the rise of anti-Semitism in the Netherlands and has been translated into 67 languages, The Diary of Anne Frank, of course. But the costume portraying Anne Frank was called offensive by numerous critics, including major advocacy groups. So, HalloweenCostumes.com, an online retailer, removed the item from its website, and its spokesman apologized, saying offending people wasn't the company's intention. Do you ever have to put that in a statement? Well, we didn't mean to offend you. That wasn't our intent. We would assume not. Images of the costume began circulating over the weekend on social media. Critics were disgusted, calling it exploitative, and a misguided way of remembering a Holocaust victim. We learn from Anne Frank's life and death to honor her and prevent future atrocity. We do not exploit her, the Anti-Defamation League's St. Louis branch said on Twitter. We should not trivialize her memory as a costume, the ADL's regional director in Arizona said. Let's see. Here's the product description. We can always learn from the struggles of history. Unfortunately, World War II shook the world in a way that no one could have foreseen. It showed us what truth and metal were. It also created some unexpected heroes. Even when a young girl like Anne Frank, with nothing but a diary and hope, could become an inspiration to us all. We can all learn from someone like that. Now your child can play the role of a World War II hero with this girl's World War II costume. It comes with a blue button-up dress, reminiscent of the kind of clothing might be worn by a young girl during World War II. 100% polyester, shirtwaist-style dress, has elastic back waistband, front buttons, felt destination tag sewn to dress collar, beret hat has elastic edge, felt shoulder bag closes with hook, and loop fastener. Items include dress, so on. I don't... Okay, Earl, from what you heard now, do you think it's offensive? I really don't. It's not a it's not a caricature. An Anne Frank mask, I think, would be kind of weird. Why would a girl wear that? To honor Anne Frank. It's unusual. I can't see it being a very popular one. And I think Earl made an excellent point. So what's likely to happen? Trick or treat. Oh, who are you? I'm Anne Frank. What's your response as a parent handing out candy going to be? I can think of a couple. If you're under 40, it's probably who's Anne Frank. I hate to say it, but it's true. Or, I'm sure most people would have to ask. If you look at the costume, they're not going to figure out. I don't think this trivializes her, and I don't think it exploits her. Yes, companies are companies profiting off her image, and I guess there's that. But the image itself, I don't know. I think it's an overreaction. I don't know. I don't even understand the comparison at all. A caller made a comparison that to me doesn't make any sense, so I'm not going to share it. On to other things, including a bill that would bar UW employees from working at Planned Parenthood. 10:18.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.